So, Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you to this combined Japan session. I hope you have all your people with you. This is good. Yesterday, we learned that we should, while we chant the holy name, listen to ourselves chant sincerely. That means our exercise in the japa will be to just listen to our own sound vibration. Sometimes what does help is to just bring the left hand, if you could do this, for the left ear, and then somehow bring the hands a little in the direction of the mouth. You almost speak like into the telephone. That helps you to hear the sound. But this should be done only for a short time. It's not that we, you know, Maru Chanda looks already, this looks like a clown, isn't it? So we won't, but just to get the idea to hear yourself, it sometimes is a little helpful. You can use this. So let us, for the first time, in the beginning of this japa session, try to just focus on listening to the holy name. What we will do is we will chant for a little while in one voice, and then I will give you a sign here so that we can chant on our own. Let us start with the Panchatattva Mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasari Gaura Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare. You're not doing what I asked you to do. You have to listen to yourself chanting. I see some of you, the mind is somewhere else. Now bring the mind here and listen to your sound. That is the task. So let us try again.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. That was very good. Now we will chant on our own, and please remember, your task now is something else than you do every day. Every day you chant, I know this, but today you, the task is to listen to yourself chanting. It's a total new day, it's a new thing, and sometimes it helps you if you do this. Although I admit it looks a little bit bio telephone, you know. Good, let us check that stuff out. Hare Krishna. I wanted to introduce to you another very efficient practice for chanting with a sense of connection with Krishna. I believe you all know that when Srila Prabhupada was asked about the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra, he said the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is a prayer. It means, my dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. And I think you, where does Prabhupada get this from? Well, Jiva Goswami, you know, the six Goswamis are our authorities. He says that while chanting, the devotee should do mantrata chintanam. That means he should be aware of the meaning of the mantra. I think we all know this. When we speak something but we are not aware of the meaning, then our speaking is meaningless. For instance, if I would say to you something in Croatian language, now I could do this for you. Could you give me this book, please, for you? This. Yes. Oh. Please sit down. Osoba treve pjevati sveto ime gospodina opuni snom stanju uma smatu vršku cenićom oslanke na ulici treba biti tolerantnića od dreveta oslobodina sveg osvjećaće. I have no idea what I'm saying. Could you understand?
Yes.
Oh yeah. But I have no idea what I'm saying. I'm not aware of the meaning of Ivimiti Shremana Dur Oras or Pushana Dugima. I could also say Bogatsme Niti Chelem Liyeva Chene Ili Bilo Pochogi Boshi. See, I have no meaning. I have no idea what I'm saying. Therefore, what I'm saying here is an unconscious babbling. The text, I think, is very good. It's very spiritual, but I'm not aware of the meaning, and therefore, I really am not connected with what I'm saying. So. Yeah, you can give this back to our devotee. So when you chant and you are not aware of the meaning of the mantra, you will most probably be absent-minded, like many of us were. Today I could see you were quite focused, because I think we all made a special effort to be focused, and you could say the association of the other devotees has in some ways uplifted and carried us. But generally, sometimes our mantra chanting suffers from inattention and inawareness. And this is because we are not aware of the meaning of what we do. So that mantra must be done with a mantrata chintanam. We must be aware of the artha. Artha means the meaning of the mantra. And it is there are many Goswamis who have written about this. Many very nice texts are available. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very nice work, Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, where he describes a rainfall of mercy. And this rainfall, he says, if you want to attain the true value of chanting, you must be aware of the deeper inner meaning. So Srila Prabhupada has taken the different writings of the Acharyas and comprised them in a simple sutra, a simple form in which we could chant. It's a my dear Lord Krishna, or my dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. If you want to have it even more shorter, something which is like a code which can connect your mind with transcendence, you say, please accept me. By this a prayer, or by this, you could say, inner orientation, you make a connection between you, the chanter, and Radha and Krishna, who hear your chanting. This, as you know, we are practicing Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means a connection, a union, a bond which is made. So by this conscious orientation of our mind, we are chanting, and at the same time we are thinking of Radha and Krishna. We ask them to please allow us to be connected with them, to accept us. A wonderful lock, a mantra lock, a bond, which is called sambandha. Sambandha. Sam means totally, bandha means bound. You're totally bound to Krishna. You follow? Now we are totally bound to Maya. Of course, no one in this room I'm not speaking. Maybe I'm too subtle. The conditioned living entity is often bound by a chain around the neck. Mana sansindhyana, by the mind and the senses, we are bound to the material energy. If we do mantra chanting, we want to create another connection, not a connection with the material energy, but a connection with Radha and Krishna. And this is done in the consciousness. So as a devotee chants, he enters with his mind the meaning of what he does, and the moment he does this, he becomes connected or bound to Radha Krishna. Spiritually, in this insight. I see some of you are looking at me as if I mean, this is a very, very beginner's spiritual knowledge, which I'm saying, very beginner's stage of chanting. But it's very important that we don't over jump this. Therefore, it's very good to make a devotional connection while you chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives three meditations. First is, I am actually an Atma, a very, very tiny spiritual soul. I'm not the body and the mind. All this is like a balloon around me. A balloon which has been inflated by the false ego. A big body and big mind, bigger mind, means ego world, the ego balloon. I'm not.
take a little needle and
let this world go. Aham Amedi, the world of I am mine. Let it go. Let a needle come and take this balloon away. What do you think, Jai Krishna? This needle is alright. It's a little painful at the beginning. My ego world has to go. But it is very, very spiritual and very relieving when you experience it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the chanter will first of all think, I am actually a part of God. I'm not belonging to this world. Then the second meditation, Krishna is there. Radha and Krishna, they are my real masters, my real connection, my real relatives, my real interest. And then he thinks, I'm here with this body and this mind in this world, just to make the connection. So I want to ask you now to take your beads in your hand. As you are chanting the mantra, please again and again connect with Radha and Krishna, or you could connect with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on your right side, who's Radha and Krishna together, the golden dancer, dancing lord. And you can look at the deity, anything what helps you to connect yourself as a spiritual soul, part of the Lord, totally free from the bodily identification, the mental identification. You can make this connection and chant in that devotional state. You can say, please engage in your service. Or if you want to breathe, I always like breathe in short sutra. Please accept me. This is a Prabhupada has said this once. This is the meaning of the mantra. Please accept me. It means a yoga, a connection. If we just, what we have done so far is we are listening, we have trained ourselves in listening, but that is ordinary concentration action. It is not very high. And I think often when we are just engaged in listening, sometimes it works, but then all of a sudden we find out, oops, I'm in nobody's land, what happened to me? The concentration is gone. I saw it happened 5 times that you encountered. This is normal, because it's actually not a very devotional exercise. It's very, very much beginner's stuff, which is, it's called traktaka, concentration. But now we will enter the kingdom of bhakti. Now it becomes spiritually alive, our practice. And that will happen by just we will do it now really good. Sit properly. Take your hands away from the beads for a moment and fold them in prayer. We pray now for divine empowerment by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Nityananda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura. I will now recite to you the Buddha Shuddhi meditation. O my Lord, since time immemorial, I have been in this material world and completely forgotten you. As a result, I have been wandering from one material body to the next, from one life to the next. But now, by some indescribable good fortune, I have come to understand that in essence, I'm really your part. I'm turning to you today as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Kindly take the beads now. And again, as you chant, become aware that you are actually trying to enter into Bhakti Yoga, that is, the devotional connection with Radha and Krishna, the transcendental connection. You really want to wake up from the non-being and come to the real existence. You want to come out of the darkness of ignorance and come to the light of Krishna consciousness. And for this, you simply always in your mind, please engage me in your service from time to time. At the same time, you continue to listen attentively. I wish you a wonderful japa session. Please let us try our best so that we create a very amazing spiritual consciousness here, group consciousness, which will help each one of us. Again, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva. Hare Krishna, we have 5 more minutes. Please give your best. After 5 minutes, we have the lecture. Please now, 5 minutes, best ever. Focus, concentrate, bring your attention, bring some devotion. Please accept me. Please. Hare Krishna, and thank you very much for your very noteworthy efforts. I could see the atmosphere was really uplifted, but I think we all agreed we could practice this for many more years to reach perfection. this is what I like very much about the chanting. On one side, the promise, and on the other side, the challenge. The promise is we can, by just intoning or sounding the sound vibration, make contact with Krishna immediately. And the challenge is bodhidoba. Do it right. Do it good.